Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Knepper. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Knepper. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ross Grimsley. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Clark reaches second base with a double. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cromarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knepper for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops it up and throws to first, with Grimsley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knepper fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ivey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is 0 for 1 in the game. Knepper hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimsley strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bernazard moves to third. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knepper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ivy strikes out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromarty is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is 0 for 2 in the game. Knepper bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. LeMaster moves to second. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 3 in the game. North takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LeMaster moves to third. North moves to second. Elias Sosa now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sosa fields it and throws to home to get LeMaster. North moves to third. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. North scores. Evans moves to third. Clark moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 3 in the game. Ivey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cromarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Expos. Greg Minton now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Carter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark, who is chasing the ball. Carter reaches third base with a triple. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromarty is walked intentionally. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-3 in the game. Almon hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jerry White now playing left field. Terry Whitfield pinch hits for Jim Wolford. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to second. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Mark Hill. Woody Fryman now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Stan Bonson now pitching. Milt May pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. May reaches second base with a double. Whitfield scores. Stennett goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 3, Expos, 3. Mike Sadek pinch runs for Milt May. Joe Strain pinch hits for Greg Minton. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sadek moves to third. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Whitfield now playing left field. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Mike Sadek now catching. Joe Strain now playing shortstop. Rodney Scott pinch. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Sadek and he is safe. Scott steals second. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Sadek and he is safe. Scott steals third. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bernazard is walked intentionally. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson is walked intentionally. Bernazard moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. Bernazard moves to third. Dawson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.